So one big thing, and again, it's for us in civil society, is to say, enough is enough. This is a sanctuary where you're getting care. And please be kind.
Welcome to See You Now Insights. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. In this insight from episode 96, Addressing Moral Distress Across the Healthcare Workforce, nurse executive consultant and former UC Health chief nurse executive Kathy Howell calls out deep systemic issues at play: unsafe workplaces, moral distress, and a ruptured trust between nurses and society. As outlined in the American Nurses Association's Guide to Nursing's Social Policy Statement, the relationship between nurses and the public is more than a contract. It's a covenant, one that reflects sacrifice, trust, and a gift-like moral commitment from nurses to care for anyone who walks through the door. When that covenant is broken, the effects ripple across the entire healthcare system. Hal shares what it takes to restore that sacred trust, starting with creating environments where nurses are safe, supported, and seen.
What we can't do is continue to circle the drain. And kind of our narrative is we cannot utilize a pre-pandemic approach to how we're dealing. And the whole care environment needs to be transformed. Because what you hear in the media and everywhere, and even lots of our own executives hear this, is like, we just need to educate more nurses. You know, there's 4.2 million nurses, 85% are working. If the population keeps aging, we're going to need 500,000 more. You see all those stats. But we can't just keep that, because that's the hamster wheel. What we've got to do is transform our care environments. The other piece, the two things that really, when I think of my team, and we have over 9,300 nurses, is number one, nurses have had a contract for decades and years with civil society. And that is, we'll care for you no matter what. You enter our doors, we ask no questions, we don't care where you come from, what you have, what your beliefs are, we care for you. And that's our oath we take. But that civil contract has been fractured. It was happening before the pandemic. The pandemic just amplified it. And this is a big issue with nurses, and it is being safe at work. One in four nurses have been assaulted in their career. Over 75% of the assaults that happen in work environments happen in healthcare. And there's so much incivility. I've been spending probably the most part of the last 2 years working on workplace violence prevention, educating our nurses and training our nurses to understand how to really even be physical and how to take somebody down, because your life is at stake. I mean, 10 years ago in healthcare, when we were training on basic de-escalation, it was like, no, that's security's job. Well, it's your life at hand. I mean, you know, nurses get choked, they get punched, they've been sexually assaulted. I can just tell you, and I get an email every morning, early morning, myself and our chief human resource officer across all those nurses and the other care team, and we get to read every day what happened. And then so much of that is underreported. So one big thing, and again, it's for us in civil society, is to say, enough is enough. This is a sanctuary where you're getting care, and please be kind. And then the other piece that's really eating on nurses is they're still recovering from moral injury. I'm lucky to work for a health system that we have a chief wellness officer who is a physician. It is her academic interest. I work with Liz all the time and the nurses, and we put in a lot to support our teams. And I'll tell you what, we put in a call line in, I think it was 2020, 24/7. It is a licensed therapist on that line, 3 a.m. We don't ask questions. You got an issue, you call them. And I'll tell you what, I think that has been a lifesaver for all of my nurses. And we're having conversations that we didn't have pre-pandemic about how you deal with your mental health. It's starting to become more of our normal conversation, which is really healthy. And then also, we are each other's keeper. If you see me getting, you know, I'm going down the drain, please help out. And there's a number to call, because pre-pandemic, we didn't have this. It was like, yeah, we had an EAP. We had lots of doctors around, you know, a psychiatrist to call. But it was like there was nothing instantaneously that you could call to get somebody immediate support. So those are kind of the big issues out there that I'm dealing with our teams. And as you say, I see a lot of healing happening. But you got to, I mean, when you think about this globally across the country, we need every single health system to really be focused on this. And the board of directors is a great place to start. If any of you are on boards, board of directors, demand it. Ask about what you're doing for the mental health of your teams, because that will help drive differences.
That was nurse executive consultant and former UC Health CNE, Kathy Howell, from See You Now, episode 96, Addressing Moral Distress Across the Healthcare Workforce. You can listen back to that episode, where we also learn from Corey Feist, president and co-founder of the Dr. Lorna Breen Heroes Foundation, and Iman Abuzaid, CEO and co-founder of Incredible Health, wherever you get podcasts. And leave us a review while you're there. It helps others find the show, and we would really love to know what you think. You can also email us at hello@seeyounowpodcast.com. For See You Now, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.